Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Argus Fertiliser Matters podcast. My name's Julia Campbell and I'm the editor of Argus's Global Potash Report based in London. Today I'm joined by Huijun Yao, Argus's Asia Fertiliser editor based in Singapore. And we're going to be talking about the growth in MOP supply from Laos and sharing our experience from our recent mine visit in that country. Welcome to the show, Huijun.
Hello, thanks for having me on the show, Julia.
So just to provide a bit of background, Laos is emerging as a major MOP supplier in Southeast Asia. Supply from this country has increased quite sharply since 2021, and exports are now over 1 million tonnes per year. So it's no surprise that they've been increasing their market share, particularly in Southeast Asia. There are two active producers at the moment in the country. First, you have Lau Kai Yun, and then you have Asia Potash. Together, they have a combined capacity of 3 million tonnes per year. But both companies have expansion plans, which we should see over 10 million tonnes per year of new MOP supply coming to the market. And most of this will come from Asia Potash. There's been a lot of interest in Laotian MOP because of these ambitious expansion plans. And this is what spurred us to organise a trip to Laos to visit the mines. Unfortunately, we didn't get the chance to visit Asia Potash's mine, but we did go and visit Lau Kai Yun, who very kindly gave us a tour of their site. For me, this was the first time that I'd visited an active potash mine and I had to go all the way to Laos for it. I think this was your first time too, right, Huijun?
Yeah, it was. And actually, it was also my first time in Laos, which is probably a bit surprising given that I'm based in Southeast Asia. So to get there was also a bit of an adventure as we had to fly into Nakhon Phanom from Bangkok in Thailand and then cross the border into Laos. So from Nakhon Phanom, it probably takes about an hour to get to the mine. And we stayed in Thakhet, which is the capital of Khammouan province. So it was nice to spend some time seeing the locals and going to a night market in the evening. Everything was so cheap.
It was. And actually, for me, this was the second time I visited Laos. I was there 12 years ago, but as a backpacker. And I spent a month traveling around the country, but the potash mine wasn't on my bucket list at the time. How things have changed for me. Anyway, what did you think of the mine visit?
I think it was great. It really brought into perspective how much work is required to get a potash project up and running. So Lau Kai Yun was very open with us and showed us all aspects of the processing facility, from the ore coming out of the mine to the finished product. We also saw the sodium bromide processing facility, which is a byproduct from their potash production. How about you, Julia? What was your experience of the visit?
Yeah, similar to you. For me, my knowledge of potash mines has so far just been diagrams on paper. So it's great to see my own eyes, you know, all the processing stages all the way up to the end product, which is part of a 70 million ton per year market. It was fascinating. And it was also great to see the granulation unit in operation. This unit was idled back in 2020 and was only brought back online in October last year, double the capacity at 400,000 tonnes per year compared to the 200,000 tonnes that they had in 2020. And Lau Kai Yun has further expansion plans on the horizon as well. Huijun, would you like to share some of these details?
Yeah, sure. So when we were with Lau Kai Yun, they told us that they plan to construct a third MOP unit with a capacity of 1 million tonnes per year, which will be commissioned by the end of 2025. The producer currently has two 500,000 tonne per year units, so this will double their total capacity. This is the second phase of a two-phase expansion program. The first phase was a 500,000 tonne per year unit, which was commissioned last year.
But Lau Kai Yun is the smaller of the two producers in Laos, and their expansion project is dwarfed by Asia Potash's ambitious expansion plans.
Yeah, so Asia Potash installed a total capacity of 1 million tonnes per year back in October 2021 and only managed to ramp up its operating rate to this level in March 2022. The producer then successfully conducted trial production at its second 1 million tonne per year unit in January 2024, which was initially scheduled for August last year. And right now, we are waiting to hear if the company has successfully started trial production at its third 1 million tonne per year unit by the end of this current quarter. This was delayed from the end of last year because of construction delays in the incline shafts and ramps, as well as the supporting ground plant. But looking more at the long term, the producer is aiming to have total installed capacity of 5 million tonnes per year by 2025 and an eventual capacity of up to 10 million tonnes per year.
Wow, that's quite a large volume that's potentially coming to the market in a relatively short period. Now, with potash projects, there are usually always delays, as we've just highlighted. So do you see any challenges which these producers might face?
I think the biggest issue is logistics. With Laos being a landlocked country, the only way that product can leave the mine is via trucks. MOP is generally trucked into Thailand, which is one of their key destination markets. But for a product that needs to move further afield, it is trucked into Vietnam and exported via several Vietnamese ports, the main ports being Kuala Lumpur and Vung An. There is actually also a rail line from Vientiane, which is Laos' capital, to China, but capacity is limited on this line. So product that goes to China is still mainly exported via vessels.
I think a lot of product moves to China, right? Both Asia Potash and Lau Kayun are Chinese companies, and therefore these capacity expansions are backed by Chinese investment. So it makes sense that a large chunk of the output goes to China, which is a major consumer of potash. And also given Laos's proximity to China, it also makes sense.
Yes, definitely. But logistics will also be a major bottleneck. There is only one road from the mine that leads to Vietnam, and they will need many, many trucks to move this kind of volume that they're talking about. So unless they heavily invest in logistical infrastructure, it's difficult to see them moving anything close to 10 million tons per year.
I think I'd agree with you on that. But I do think that in the next 2 to 3 years, there will be more Laotian MOP coming to the market. And with that in mind, we're actually launching a new price in the weekly Argus Potash Report to reflect standard MOP from Laos. The price will be a Vietnam FOB bagged price, as the majority of MOP that's exported from the country is either in 1-ton jumbo bags or in 50 kg bags. And as we mentioned earlier, most exports are shipped out of various Vietnamese ports via containers or breakbulk vessels. The new price is launching on 18th of April, so to all the Argus Potash subscribers that are listening, you'll be able to access this price from that date as part of your subscription. For any non-subscribers interested in finding out more, please contact us using the contact details on the podcast page. We're now coming to the end of the show, but I have one final question for you, Huijin. What was the highlight of your trip?
For me, I think it was experiencing the warmth of the Laotian people in the short 2 days that we were there, and also the unbearable 39-degree heat. What about you, Julia?
Yeah, that was pretty hot, wasn't it? It's quite a tough one, as I really enjoyed the whole experience. If I really had to pinpoint something, I think it was probably when we landed in Nakhon Phnom and the air hostess broke out into a song. She sang, "How Do I Live Without You," both in Thai and also in English. It was brilliant. It was so funny. And I think it'll probably have to be our theme tune whenever we travel together, Huijin.
Yes.
And so on that note, we should probably bring this Fertilizers Matters episode to an end. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's show. And as always, thanks for listening. And don't forget to look out for the next episode in a couple of weeks. Until then, this is Julia Campbell for Argus Media. Bye for now.